Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you Wednesday, April the 28th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour. And we thank legendary criminal defense attorney Effley Bailey for being on in hour number one to discuss everything going on in the world. And don't forget, tomorrow at 8:10 a.m., legendary ABC newsman Sam Donaldson will be along to give his take on all the stuff that we see day to day, current events. Now, this hour is a real touchstone because we have guests on this program who we really do consider to be family. And one of those is legendary comedian Shecky Green. Now, for people who've been listening to this program for many, many years now, they know that Shecky comes on with us at election time. He comes on Thanksgiving. He comes on usually around Christmas. He comes on around his birthday, which is April the 8th. And for a long time now, people have been saying, what happened to Shecky? We even had a comment into the station not too long ago that they were going to boycott this station until we had Shecky Green back on because they missed him hearing his voice and him just plainly being the funniest man alive. Well, let me lay this out for you a little bit before we have an explanation as to why Shecky Green has not been on. His last appearance with us was Tuesday, November the 3rd, 2020. It was actually during our election special that night. But Shecky, I believe, had been on the week before talking about the upcoming election. He was on during election coverage, November 3rd, 2020. And after that, he did not come on the show, and people were curious, why wasn't he on Thanksgiving? Why wasn't he on Christmas? On April the 8th, Shecky turned 95. We did not have an appearance from him. Well, this morning, we're going to let you know why Shecky hasn't been on. It certainly has not been because we did not want him on. There have been some things going on. So at this point, as I always do, and I'm always pleased to do, a man who genuinely makes me laugh, what a pleasure it is, after nearly 6 months, can you believe that, welcoming back to these microphones the funniest man alive, Shecky Green. Shecky, how are you?
Oh, I'm crying now from what you said. Let me dry my eyes. Can I tell you, I'm 95 and still alive. What do you think of that? The only trouble is I'm just a little fat. So I called up Maria Osmond, and this is what she said. Take off the weight before it's late, otherwise you'll soon be dead. So I got an Osmond record, and I played it all. Anyway, that's it.
She's done well with that weight loss.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you something? Do you know what happens when she puts on an ounce?
What happens?
That's another $500 off the check. Every time she puts on a pound, they take off $500.
Well, Shecky, we've got a lot to talk about here. As I've known what's been going on because I've been in contact with your wife, but let people know why you haven't been on since Election Day.
Well, you know what? I don't know what do you call it? Because the pandemic, COVID-19. If it's COVID-19, I got COVID-27. But I got to tell you something. I got this thing, and I think I've had it a long time, even before it got popular. I only get diseases that are popular. I'm going to Africa to pick up two next month. I like that. Anyway, I got this thing, and they took me to a hospital. And I got to tell this to people. Forgive me. But I went to a hospital. It says St. Rose. St. Rose has got a cross. I'm Jewish, and they got a cross in every room. So I had to convert before they took me in. You know what that is? When they have this kind of disease, and I had to get to my knees before they put me in bed. And then they had absolutely no stove They had nothing to, they cooked in a refrigerator. Everything I had was cold. The steak was cold, the eggs were cold, and everything, you know.
But it
was the most ridiculous thing I've ever had in my life. Now they bring in a Mexican kid who rolled me to the right of the bed. Then they brought in a Filipino girl who rolled me to the left of the bed. I says, have you got somebody that could put me in the middle? And it's called the Yiddle in the Middle. I am the Yiddle in the Middle. Don't do this with my body, please. I want you to hear, I want you to cheer. I made it through the disease. Okay.
Well, Shecky, tell us now. You were on.
That was brilliant.
That was good. That was good. You're firing on all cylinders.
I can't do it for anybody. I'm in a bed. The only thing, even my dog is gone.
Oh, no. Everybody has left at this point.
Everybody.
Now, Shecky, now, you were on election night. We had a great time. I had no suspect that anything was going on. What happened? Did you just start to feel bad?
No, I got to be very honest. I think I had it long before it started with other people, because I couldn't breathe. One time I was going to the race book, and I collapsed on the parking lot, and people just walked by me, and a guy says, get up here, taking my parking spot. Oh, God.
They're all hard, aren't they?
People are the most wonderful thing in the world. But I don't want to go back to the doctor because they gave me a new name, Next. Nobody's got a name in a doctor's office. If the nurse comes out, she says, Next, 12 people get up to go in.
Well, Shecky, were you a good patient in the hospital?
No, you can't be a good patient at all. I don't think they know who they're taking care of. You know, the doctor came over. The doctor's from India, by the way. Oh, that's another thing, that my doctor's from India. Now, take a look what's happening in India right now, you know. So I said to him, am I going to be honest? I don't know. I came over here to get away from that. I want to tell you, I've got my two brothers those stores, 7-Eleven. I got one brother that's got the 1422. He's got two 7-Elevens.
Well, now, Shecky, I remember I called to book you on the show around Thanksgiving time, and that's when I realized, I spoke with your wife that you were in the hospital, and then you were, how long did this keep you down?
Oh, I'm still down, because I still got this thing, I know I am, and I got my first shot last week, and I'm waiting for my second shot. But my shot is different than the other thing. Mine came in a gun. Did you like that?
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. Did you get a shot? Yeah, 32.
What now? What do you feel like today?
I keep coughing up things, but I don't know what it is. That could be from last night's dinner. And I got to find out now from my doctor, who also cooks, that whether it's from the food or from the disease.
So you the main symptom of this illness is a breathing issue. So you definitely had that.
Oh yeah, definitely. That kind of, I don't know about singing. Let's say. There's my barber voice, my Barbara Streisand voice.
That was good. Well, you know what, Shecky? We are so glad to have you back. Everybody was worried as to why you weren't on the show. And the other day when I called, when you answered the phone, I had not talked to you in 6 months. I thought, this is great. Thank goodness. Because at 95, you start to wonder. When you get an illness like this.
Well, whether you get an illness, 95, you start to wonder when you get to 95. Forget the illness. Are you kidding? I got a calendar up there that from 1926 when I was born. And I can't find a calendar that goes any further than that.
Well, now tell us, Shecky, now April 8th, you turn 95. You are now 95 years old, 5 years short of a century. I know.
And you know what, can I tell you, Scott? And I want to live to like George was. Did I want to tell you this is George Burns? And then I told Grace I'm going to live to be 100 years old. And Grace is going, George. And then one day I took a shower and I got sick.
Well, there are two things I want to say, and they are the honest truth. Number one, when I spoke to your wife back in November, and she told me that you had COVID, I was absolutely worried to death, because I do love having you on, and I do love talking to you off the air. So I was worried, because at your age, you know, we worry about these things. I think your wife was worried as well when I talked to her. And the other thing is that now I feel very good, because that you have survived this at 95. You must have a strong system. I think you're going to be around maybe till 100.
No, I just changed my calendar. I put different dates down. Nobody knows how old I am.
You're giving it up, huh?
But beautiful 95, and I'm still alive, and I can share with everybody too. What a wonderful world, I'm still with my girl, an Italian girl with a Jew.
Well, Shecky, we haven't talked in 6 months, so we need to go back and pick up some things. As I say, the last time you were on was election night. We ended up getting a new president. What'd you make of that?
Well, I mean, that was for me all the time, because you know that, you know, because I don't want to get involved with Ohio because about the Republicans or Democrats, you know. From the time I was born, I was a Democrat, because everybody in my neighborhood was a Democrat. We didn't have a Republican alderman or anything. So I didn't know anything else. But I mean, forgive me, but I don't know where they got Trump. I work for him in Atlantic City. That was enough.
And the other things, I know you were not feeling well over the holidays, but how did your Thanksgiving and Christmas go?
They went right by. How did they go?
Yeah,
I heard, woof, woof. It was gone. I don't know. We there's not much left of our family. I mean, I open the door and let every family come in. It's like Passover, where you open the door and people come in. Or St. Joseph's. At St. Joseph's, you invite Jesus in.
Now I think we had talked about this before, that you are Jewish, but that Christmas is celebrated around your home. Were there trees and things this past year?
No, but my wife makes a Christmas table, you know, because her sisters, she's got two sisters, but our family, what we've got left with her family, my two brothers are gone, and it's just a very tough life when you look back and you say, did I belong to that family? Did I have that family? And you sort of think about your life. And you say, how fast that went. How fast that... And when somebody says, you're 95, what? That's just a date.
Now, did any of the children make it in?
My two girls. I got two adopted daughters. Can I tell you something? Everybody should adopt daughters. I got two winners. Except that they celebrate Christmas, you know. Because both of them, I let them be Catholic.
Did they make it in for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, good.
They made it in for Christmas. They made it in for my birthday. They are the best. Well, I can't tell you.
What?
I'm going to tell you a story that may be interesting to people. My daughter, my youngest daughter, went and found her real mother. First, she found her grandmother. Then she found her real mother. And the real mother didn't want the child, you know? But now she's so in love with this little girl that it's wonderful.
That's great.
And then, now that I found out, the mother's got a big home, so I hope she leaves it to us. Oh, dinner table, Shecky.
Well, now, Shecky, as what, 20 days ago, you turned 95. What was it like turning 95?
It was one day more than 94.
Well, you know what, Shecky, we've been doing these interviews. Now, I remember right before you turned 94, we had done an interview, and you said that your doctor wanted to do some kind of surgery, and you didn't want to do it, and he wasn't sure how long you would last. Well, you just keep going.
Well, that's my leg. I'm walking with a walker. I didn't go for the operation. He gave me one operation, and then after he finished, he says, and now, you know, we need another operation, which will be, I said, forget about it. I'm in my 90s, you know. So if I was asked, I wouldn't have to go to work because I couldn't stand in front of an audience.
Now, Shecky, you have had illnesses in your life. You suffered from anxiety and depression. Where did this rank up there, this COVID-19 that you had?
Well, you know, there were so many people that take care of that compared to when you suffer with anxiety and panic attacks and everything, you're alone. I mean, that's like living in a dark room. You don't know what's going to happen. So it's completely different than having this. I mean, this is millions and millions of people have got it, and every day you pick up and find out what's going to happen to you, you know. Now take a look at India. My daughter's got the Indian friends because she goes there, and it scares me that she wanted to go there.
How much a part did laughter and comedy play in you feeling better, getting through this?
That's very interesting. I don't know. That's who I am. I mean, like talking to you and trying to find a joke or something. But that's who I am. But that's the natural thing for me. So I don't know. I don't know if they. Yes, because I lived in a lot of depression. So trying to find the humor in all of this stuff, you know. Mm. But I mean, when you try to find humor with millions of people dying, is not too funny.
No. Well, we're talking with legendary comedian Shecky Green. Now, Shecky, I have got a little bit of a birthday present here for your 95th birthday. Now, we have talked a lot on this show about Ed Sullivan, and we've talked about your appearances. Now, we found, from the Ed Sullivan people, an appearance you made on Ed Sullivan. The date is, let's see here, August the 9th, 1959. August the 9th, 1959. Let's hope this plays correctly. Shecky Green on the Ed Sullivan Show. Here we go.
Would you reintroduce me for this wonderful audience? Let us pretend.
It's my turn, and then I'll point to you.
I'm sorry. Watch the little red light. Okay? Smile. Look, I got a dimple. You got a dimple? Were you born with your dimple?
No.
You know how I got my dimple? I used to have an aunt come around every Sunday, and she said to me, "How's the mother? How's the mother?" I had another uncle we were fond of, too, but I got to tell you about this. You'll introduce me, you'll really introduce, and the people will give a tremendous applause, and I'll come out as a German performer from Heidelberg, all right?
Wonderful.
That won't be too difficult for
no,
you?
No.
Wonderful, Ed. You're really big here tonight.
Really big shoe. And featuring this really big shoe tonight, ladies and gentlemen, here from Heidelberg, Schmoyel von Greenfeld. So let us have it.
I want to thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for your tremendous applause. I want to thank Mr. Sullivan. Mr. Sullivan, he's been on television now for 11 years. And you know why he's been on television for 11 years? Because there's no basic talent to hate. Everybody laughs at that, but Mr. Sullivan, he just looks like that. You know? And I want to tell you something. This is not my first time in your wonderful country of United States, 49 states. This is really my second time. The first time I was here in 1947. I was going to make my debut at Carnegie Hall, and I walked onto the stage, and I was proud. And the people were yelling, "Bravo, bravo, bravo!" Carnegie Hall was flooded that night.
Shecky Green on the Ed Sullivan Show, August 9th, 1959.
That's good.
Yeah, do you remember that?
No, but I tell you about that story. when I said about him not having any talent, he waited for me until after the show, and he told me off, "You dirty rat, you, I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I've ever had on this show." I said, "You really believe that?" You know? Now, 3 weeks later, Jack Benny goes on and uses that whole routine. Does the whole routine.
Well, you know, it's interesting because that your appearance there is about 6 minutes long, and he did not look very happy, Ed Sullivan.
Oh, no.
No, so did he know you were going to, did he know that was all going to happen, that he was going to be involved?
No, but why? Because he cut my time down. So I said, okay, I'll make up something. You know, I was supposed to get 8 minutes, but I only got 2 minutes. Or 3 minutes.
He was pretty famous for that, wasn't he?
Oh, let me tell you, right here, you got that elephant? I don't want him to do 10 minutes. I want that elephant to do 2 minutes. You know, get a smaller elephant. Go out and get a smaller elephant.
Well, you know, I remember, you know, God rest her soul, when Phyllis Diller used to be on, she was invited to do the last Ed Sullivan, and she said she was advertised, and when she got there that day, he took out all her punchlines. So she said, "I can't go on."
She couldn't go on? He took out the punchline?
Yeah, it was the final Ed Sullivan. She did her run through for him, and when she got the thing back, I guess, he had taken out all the punchlines. He left the jokes, but he took out the punchlines, and she refused to go on.
Well, could I tell you what happened? When I, first or second time, it doesn't make any difference. He said he didn't like what I did. So from now on, he's going to take me up to his room, and I'll do about the routine before, and he'll see if he likes it. So that's what he did with everybody else. He started with the comics to bring them up to the green room. And he would take out, the guy would have a big punchline. "Take that out now. Listen to me. I want that out. I don't want that." Sylvia told me, Sylvia was the wife. He said to me one day, "Sylvia says hello." Sylvia had been dead for a year.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice of her to still say hello.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to see her on the way up.
You know,
oh, God, let me tell you, show business. They could go too well in show business. It was never for me. It made me a good living, but it was like, I never really enjoyed it.
You know, Shecky, they're starting to replay these old Ed Sullivans. A lot of shows are getting replays now, I guess, because they can't come up with anything new. And you look at these shows, what was it like? You were in New York, you were in Manhattan, millions of people were watching you. Ed Sullivan was hugely popular in 1959. What was it like to go out? Did you ever think about all the people that were watching you?
Do you know, that's very funny, because that's what I used to think. When somebody once told me, because I was hosting another show, that when somebody says, "Do you know there's about 16 million people, 20 million people?" Well, I like to go, bing, I close the door, and I went to the washroom. I give a vomp. I mean, my God, to think of all those people. You know, I'd rather they would have come to my bedroom, and I would have done it there. It would have been easier.
Well, you know,
could you get that guy through the window? That'll make 16 million one.
Now, I was always told that the Ed Sullivan Theater, which is the theater that I believe Stephen Colbert uses now, Letterman used it for years.
Yeah.
That people dressed up to go to this show, Ed Sullivan.
I don't know about that. it was going out. It was like going to a movie or going to a show, Broadway show. Yes, I imagine they did. They would plan on going to dinner and then go to that show. Yes.
Now
he even dressed.
That's nice. It's always good when the host does that. What
you
kind
know, people don't realize he was a sports writer. He was not an entertainment man.
He looks very uncomfortable throughout that entire sketch, that our performance, I guess.
No, but no, it's just not that he was, he thought he was a king, you know, because he was. That show was a king. Anybody that did that show was known by 16 million people, you know. Matter of fact, I got a big list here. Listen, and I'm looking for them, those people. Oh, look at over here, 15 million and 32. Okay.
Hey, you know, Shecky, I didn't think about this, but we had a gentleman on Friday who had been on Ed Sullivan. Jackie Mason was with us Friday.
Oh, God. You really have that guy.
It was kind of difficult, I'll be honest with you. I'm
going to tell you what. You know they had wars in Israel?
Yes.
It would have been Jew to Jew. I would have killed him. I don't like him.
Oh, no.
I never will like him. He was brilliant. It was funny, but he has Balakas of Ajandat, which is very good in Italian. Sister Adore, me gazza le vasi tangare.
Well, you know, I will say this. When he came on Friday, he seemed a little, what is the word? He was combative. He was a little combative.
Yeah, because he probably didn't want to be there.
Well, he could have been. I don't know. He just
hey, I'll tell you this. I want to tell you something. My father was a rabbi. I'm a rabbi, and people don't believe it. I want to tell you, I got to wear my yarmulke when I wake. I wake, and I tell jokes, and I got my yarmulke. Oh, God, up in heaven, save me.
Oh, you know, I don't think we've ever had a Jackie Mason impersonation on this show, so that's good.
Oh, I'll give you a Jackie Mason impersonation. I'll tell you, he did things with me, forget about it.
Oh, God, and I hate to bring this up, but since we spoke last, a man we talked about many times on this program left us. Larry King has passed away. Yeah, we know.
Larry King and I had a love-hate relationship. I think. I didn't, but he did. He just, I guess because he was so friendly with Rickles. Anybody who was friendly with Rickles, this is Scott. This is about the crazy thing about this business. Anybody that was friendly with Rickles thought they had a dislike me. You hear that, tell you?
Yeah, I did. Well, you know, it's interesting because I'll tell you, honestly, I saw you work there on Ed Sullivan. You don't remind me of Don Rickles.
Not at all. And if it wasn't for Shecky Grin, there is no Don Rickles. I brought him into the Sahara.
Yeah. Well, and so why did you get tied in with Don Rickles?
Well, Don Rickles got in with the movie crowd and everything. And he was very friendly with... And I was by Shecky was by Shecky. You know, Shecky went to a horse race. Yeah.
So
they said, where's Shecky? He's number four. He finished.
Well, now for people who might not have heard, why did Larry King... What was the love-hate relationship? Because he used to like to go to the track.
No, now let me tell you. Well, yeah, nice to just go to the track. And then... Well, one day he did a terrible thing, but I'll tell you later. But what we were just about Larry, or what do we talk about now?
Rickles, Larry, going to
okay.
The
track. Okay, yeah, with Rickles. Rickles was in Miami, and he was working a place called Murray Franklin's. It was a bar, you know, people went in there and everything. I was working across the street. But anyway, good with Mark Array. There was another wonderful engagement I had. Oh, boy. And so anyway, Rickles was getting very popular and everything else. And then when I was big in Vegas, they finally brought him in to the Sahara. So automatically, because there were two lounges, they compared us. People compared us, you know. And I'll tell you how bad it was. My father came to see me, and I said, where's my father? My father was over at Rickles' place, watching him. My father come over and said, you know, that guy's funny. I said, get out of here. So I went and I got another father. I got two adopted children and one adopted father.
Boy, you do what you got to do.
I don't miss the funny when I'm on your show. I just miss. Beautiful Shucky, it's plain to see. You're 95, you passed 93. What are you doing? Are you going to have fun? Oh, Shucky, please. You cannot run. You walk with a walker, it's true. And people, they call out to you. Hey, Mr. Rickles, they say. I say, I'm Shucky, go away. Okay.
Well, you've left us in... That was good. You've left us in suspense here.
Was that good?
That was good.
Oh, good.
That was a song.
Call me back. I'll write you another one.
I will definitely do that. What was the awful thing Larry King did?
Larry King, we were sitting together at the racetrack, and I went to make a bet. And he come running and grabbed me and went to throw me down. I said, my God, well, I mean, if I wanted to, I could have killed him, you know, because in my day, I could do something. But anyway, I took him, and I turned him around. I said, what are you doing? You know, and he was going, trying to get me down. I said, I don't understand it. Then we went back to the table. Everything was fine. Next morning, we had breakfast at Nate Nell's.
And was he nice the next morning?
Yeah, because he ordered the same thing every month, the thing called matzi pie. Do you know what that is?
No.
You take the matzi, you break it up, you put two eggs in it, a little milk, then you cook that. It's like a matzi omelet, and that's very good.
You know,
if anybody wants any other recipes, call me.
Well, you know, I'm trying to visualize Larry King running anywhere. He ran that day.
He ran to the... I saw this man coming. I said, what is this? But you know, one day he beat up his wife in front of Nate Nell's. He whacked her.
Oh.
Yeah, but Nate, I mean, Larry King wasn't all there. He was married 19 times, you know.
Well, that many, huh? 19?
Well, yeah, because they kept on giving him back the ring. Nobody wanted to keep the ring because it said Coke on it.
Oh man.
Oh God.
Well,
we're looking here. We're really searching.
No, I think we're doing well this morning. People are loving it. They truly did miss you. I was starting to get hate mail because I hadn't had you on the show.
Oh, I think that's wonderful.
But I didn't want to tell people.
Call Mel Brooks and play our tape.
Well, I felt horrible because I didn't want to tell people why you weren't on. I didn't want to invade your privacy, but they were getting hot at me for not booking you. I thought, well, he's not feeling well.
Well, let me talk to them. Hello, everybody in Ohio that I love it, and in Marion, I'm here with you. And if anything, and if I go anyplace, I'll let you know. But yes, the paper will be black. What's that? Oh, I love you too. I love you, Ohio. Ohio, I do. I bet on the football team, and I want money from you. Okay.
Hey, you know, Shecky, since we during the holidays, it's called the Buzzer Channel. It's a game show channel. We're playing a lot of Match Game. Boy, you were on that show a lot.
No.
No.
Only 1 week. Only 1 week.
They must have played that week a lot. They really played you on there. Was it was there a game show you did?
Match Game.
Match Game, yeah.
That's I was in love with Betty White.
Oh.
If my wife had divorced me now, I'd marry Betty White.
Betty White.
Yeah.
So she in person, she's just like that.
Betty White is one of the nicest human beings I've ever known in my life, along with Kay Ballard. As a matter of fact, a lot of the women in my business, they were wonderful. Cheetah Rivera, my God. Oh, how about Sally Lipschitz? She never made it.
Poor lady. Poor lady didn't make it.
First Sally Lipschitz, I said to her one day, I said, are you still singing? She's right out. I got a beautiful voice.
You know.
Thank you for calling me.
Oh, this is fun. I've missed this. Now, Shecky, who in your 95 years do you consider to be a really pure talent?
A real pure talent. many. How could I possibly say who? Oh, there's so many. There's so many people that you don't even haven't even heard of yet. J-Lo, how about J-Lo? My God, she's on everything and good. I don't know where she was born, but I think she's really part Jewish. I won't give her part being Puerto Rican.
So you're a J-Lo fan.
We want her.
No, wait a second. Now, when you were down with COVID, Shecky, did you hear any from any of your friends in the entertainment industry wishing you well?
Yes, it got on the news somewhere, and people were calling my wife. Yes. Let's see, it was the bookmaker that I owned in Chicago. I hadn't paid him in 11 years. He called.
Did Mike Tyson call you?
Mike Tyson came working. Well, Mike Tyson, they wouldn't let it this time. The first time, he was in my room. And every Filipino nurse, and came in to get his autograph, take a picture. But this time, Mike tried to get in, but they wouldn't let him in.
I'm surprised they could keep him out. He's a tough guy.
Yeah, but take a look who my friends are, Mike Tyson. I want to tell you, I want to shake it, I want to say to you, I mean this. I was working out in the gym, I built everything up with my voice. My voice, I got to go back to the gym, start working.
How did you meet Mike Tyson?
My friend, Gene. I've got this friend of mine that was with Muhammad Ali. And he worked with Muhammad Ali, and he was close with all the fighters, and he brought him in.
Did you have any big celebrations for Easter?
Did I what?
Did you celebrate Easter this year?
Easter was right around my birthday.
It was a...
Yeah, you know what's funny? My kids were here. Yeah, we had colored eggs, and we had... Yes, we did. We celebrated Easter. I celebrate all the Catholic holidays because I had more Catholic friends than Jewish friends, so every Catholic holiday I celebrated. You know.
Now, do you still
until I went to Rome one day and the Pope said, "Get out." I'll never forget that.
Now, do you celebrate any of the Jewish holidays?
Do you know I really was in Rome when the other Pope was sick?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I had an audience. Yeah.
You met the Pope. Pope John Paul?
Right, the guy right after Paul, John Paul. Wasn't it the one that died right after?
Well, I think he's still... Benedict? Was it Benedict?
One of them. Who knows? Let me... I got the papers. I can't go get them. But it was before this one.
Yeah, Benedict retired, but I think he's still alive.
Oh, no. he was dead when I met him. My God, oh. Of course, because I had to say hello to the box, so I know that.
Oh, Lord
is right.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord, look down from heaven above and give this Jewish boy some love. I'll go any religion, it's true. Oh, don't hate me because I'm Hebrew. I could be Catholic, I could be Protestant, but a Mormon, you see, I live in Utah. Would you come with me? That's Yiddish.
Well, how was the Pope?
Well, the Pope, when I met him, was introducing boys from different states. He says, Frobiscum, Spiritus Hantus, Frobiscum, and then he was introduced from a town. Then he would do it again from a town. And near the end, the other cardinals had to hold him up. You know, here we go. Spiritus Hantus, Sitticate. My God. I'll never forget that. And I swear on my mother's sister. My wife is standing on a bench, and what it was like in a movie. One of the dirty Italian kids come over and pinched her tachas.
Uh-oh.
I swear, and I chased, and I take a note to my mother, this is a true story. I chased them through the church, and the Swiss guard caught me.
There could have been...
Oh my God, you bring back such memories.
There could have been trouble that day with the Pope.
Yeah, but because the Swiss guard says, have you got a pass?
Well, Shecky, did you learn anything from having this COVID-19? Has it changed your life in any way?
Yes, it has. I don't want it anymore.
So it has had less...
Oh, please God, what time I have. Let me live and be happy. I can cough just a little bit. But I'm telling you, I've been hit. I'm just a statistic now. My 9,732,000. My God, when I think it, I'm just a number, you know.
Now, how do you think you got the COVID?
The what?
How did you get it? Because you were locking down, weren't you?
You know, I think I caught it just as I was walking through the casino. I think all kinds of diseases come. You know, every time you come past a table where people are like, they say something dirty, and I think I caught it.
Is that
where? When a guy loses, he goes, you dirty, you know, and I think I caught that. Could I tell you something, and to tell your people is, they're opening up again. They play with one dice, not two. Guys, what's my point? He says three. I mean, it used to be 8, 9, but now it's 3. And the blackjack, blackjack is now 11. It's now 21. You know, they cut everything down.
They're cutting back.
Yeah, they're cutting back. Oh my God!
Now, Shecky, do you still go to the grocery store?
Oh, I say when I go there, yes. Yeah. I want a bread. Hear what I said. And put a little butter on the sign, and a cup of coffee too. Would you have one with me? I'd have one with you. And we'll have a dessert. A piece of cake will be fine. Hey, you over there, pour me a glass of wine. Okay.
Now, when is the last...
I'm going to ask you, how many guys would sing to you on the show?
Well, not many. Not many. Certainly not Jackie Mason last Friday.
Tell me the truth. You did not like Jackie Mason.
Well, you know, honestly, like I said, he was a little rough. I don't know what that was all about. He just seemed rough.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He is funny. I don't care what anybody says, but I hate him.
Well,
I hate him.
Well, if we ever have him on again, I'll pass that along.
Oh, no, put me on with him.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Shaky, I want to tell you something. I don't like Frank Sinatra. I didn't like you. I don't understand what the hell is going down here. Why don't you like me? I happen to be Jew. You're a Jew. We're two Jews. We're going to fight the world. Okay? Okay.
Now we did find out that Jackie Mason is an actual rabbi. Would you ever go to him with troubles?
Are you kidding? Oh, I convert so fast. are you? My God! I would become a witch doctor.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was
when they say witch doctors, they don't want over there in the corner. I just want to tell you, I was just with Shecky Green, and Shecky Green is a funny guy. Okay.
Well, here's what I have to say. I am so glad that you had a great 95th birthday. I'm so glad that you're able to come on the program again and survive this horrible COVID-19. And I'd take you over Jackie Mason any day because you're the funniest man alive, as I say. And the 6 months of not having you on has been awful for me and awful for the audience. So I'm so glad you're back and back on a regular basis.
Scott, you got me crying again. You got me crying, Scott. That's what I got. Kleenex in my hand. Do you understand? You made me smile a lot. I love Ohio, too. Okay.
You stay well, Shecky, and we'll talk again very, very soon.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye-bye. The one and only Shecky Green. Not on for 6 months. Everybody wondered why. He had COVID, but guess what? He also turned 95, and he's back with it, and we're happy for that. Back with Glenn Coble in about 10 minutes.
Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again